And who do we have on the air?
Me. How you doing?
You.
Daniel.
Yeah, we have me on the phone. Russell Emmanuel. He says he's me. Hi, me.
Hi, you.
Yeah, no, I'm you're. Yeah, I'm you, and you're me.
And who's they?
Oh God, we don't even want to know about they. Totally gonna confuse me. Russell Emmanuel, everybody, on the air live. Russ, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Jen.
Well, it's amazing to have you here. And tell everybody, what do you do?
What do I do?
What do you do?
I'm a feature film director. I directed 4 feature films: PJ, Chasing the Green, The Legends of Messiah, and my current one is called Occupant. And we're actually doing a comic book tie-in, and the campaign is still alive for, what, 2 hours and 43 minutes.
You have been doing a lot of posting, because you post, like, okay, 14 hours, 12 hours, and then, like, 8 hours, and you have been doing a countdown thing on this.
Yeah, I just want people to know that it's still alive. It's still active.
That's awesome.
For about 2 hours. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, now tell everybody what it is.
Well, it's an Indiegogo campaign where, you know, you raise the money through crowdfunding. And what we're doing is a comic book. And it's a comic book tie-in to our feature film, Occupants, which has actor Robert Picardo of Star Trek Voyager in it. So,
yeah, he's like the hologram dude.
He's the hologram,
too. Oh, and he is so amazing. And he's so emotional on Star Trek.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's always, like, getting jilted. Because he's a hologram.
He's a very fun guy to hang around with. It's been a privilege and an honor to have directed him for, now it would be my 4th time.
Awesome.
So, very happy. But basically, this comic book takes place during Acts 1 and 2 of the feature film.
Okay.
And it's a separate story, but it's tied to the feature film, but just a separate story. And the reason we're doing it is because what we can do in a comic book is have more, let's say, battles or explosions or whatnot, something that would be limited in a film, you know, because of budgetary constraints.
Oh, I would just get a car and go blow it up. There's no budget. You just get a car and blow it up, right?
Well, what we have we deal with parallel universes in the comic book and the feature film.
Okay.
And this explores an alternate 2016 where the Nazis and the Japanese won the war and the British still own America.
Oh, wow.
A little glimpse of this world. It would be near impossible to actually film without a real budget.
Right.
And everything has to be created.
Well, I don't know about, you know, Britain still owning America. I mean, that's definitely a parallel universe.
Yeah. Oh, definitely the parallel universe. It's one that I'm glad we don't live in. But that's something that we can explore in a comic book form.
Now, hold on. You got me intrigued. Where did Occupants come from?
Occupants, the film?
Yes. Who spawned this idea?
It's a wonderful writer named Julia Camera. She's a member of the Writers Guild of America.
Okay.
And our producer, Howard Nash, wonderful guy, optioned the script from her in January or February of 2014.
Okay.
And then we also did an Indiegogo campaign for the feature film itself, and we successfully raised the money. We got 106%.
You did great. And I love Howard Nash, by the way. He is a very, very good guy.
Well, Howard is incredible.
He is amazing. And so you're working with him, and now, so he acquired this film, and you guys started shooting it.
We shot it in September, October 2014, over 10 shoot days. And it was a relatively inexpensive shoot, only because it took place in one location with 2 main actors.
Okay.
Picardo was the supporting actor who came in for half a day.
Now, how did you get Picardo?
We've worked with Picardo for four feature films. It's actually through Howard. That we know Picardo, basically. So it's because of Howard Nash.
Awesome. Well, Picardo's a great guy, I guess.
Oh, he's incredible.
Well, send him to my set. Okay, and just, you know, jet him over like you shot those chocolates over here. And put him, like, in UPS and ship him over, okay?
Okay, I'll tell him.
Okay, that's amazing, and he can't eat the chocolates.
No.
Okay.
I hope you are enjoying the chocolates.
Well, you know, yes, everybody, Russell Emanuel and his film production company sent Forbidden Tears a very, very beautiful, classy and elegant gift. It did look very classy and elegant. And my crew has scarfed it down. And
was it gone?
Well, no, I had to hide some.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to hide some because they were really impressed and they were very excited. But that was very nice of you and your company, Russell.
Well, you have helped us in the past, and I do very much appreciate that, so.
Yeah, but I didn't get the t-shirt. I helped Occupants. I mean, I saw that t-shirt, and I was like, wait a minute, wait. I didn't get a t-shirt, you know, but I got chocolates.
Yes, you got chocolates.
Yeah, so I guess that's, you know.
You have the chocolates and the t-shirt.
Well, because now I ate the chocolate, so I probably couldn't wear the t-shirt. I see how you do that. All right, I'm busting your chops. Now, when you filmed Occupants and when you came across that film, what did you feel about that?
Well, I, as a director, I like dealing with conflict and dichotomy, especially internalizing it, you know, for the character. So you would see, if you know about my background, I'm of two different cultures, American and Japanese.
Yes.
And I'm half white and I'm half Japanese. I have, in a sense, a culture mix or a culture clash, depending on how you... Well, I view my characters the same way. So what I really loved about Julia's script is that it dealt with this loving couple, this couple named Annie and Neil Chris, and they discovered their parallel version. And this parallel versions are completely different, but it's still them. They're genetically the same. Now, while they're really good people, their parallel versions are very mean people to each other, to themselves. I mean, they're very depressing people. So,
wow.
They have kind of, as a little spoiler, let's say they have little psychopathic tendencies.
Okay.
So, if you think about this, you let's say you yourself think of yourself as a good person, you do good things, right? And then you see a parallel version of yourself.
Oh, that would be scary.
A psychopath.
Yeah, we so totally don't want another little parallel little redheaded girl.
Well, think about that, though. Does that mean that you yourself could be a psychopath?
Sure. I think anybody could.
And that's why I love that.
Yeah.
It makes you doubt not only your spouse, but yourself.
Yeah, I think anybody could be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I love the film.
Awesome. Well, you know, you've done great with this film. Now, when did you get started in film production?
Yes, this is Parallel Russ Emanuel.
Parallel Russ Emanuel. You are the psychopath.
Yes.
And you are on the air live. Yes. And you're like from Occupants and everything. So what's it like being a psychopath in your parallel universe, Russell Emanuel?
Oh, it's very fascinating. I mean, real Russ is such a wonderful guy, but parallel Russ, on the other hand.
Ooh. And yes, I can hear the difference. You have more of a sinister voice.
Exactly.
And Russell Emanuel is so sweet and loving and kind. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, we have parallel Russ on the phone.
Yes.
All right,
let me give it back to real Russ.
Yeah, I would like real Russ.
Hey, this is Real Russ. How you doing?
Hey, Real Russ. Boy, that other guy, he's scary.
I know, but, you know, I was taking a bathroom break.
Oh, geez, I tell you what, that's a little TMI here. But I guess everybody has to do it, right?
Exactly.
All right, so let's get back where we were talking about before the internet airwaves interrupted us.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was talking and suddenly nothing.
I know, I lost you.
Yeah,
it's at California time.
Hello.
Yeah, it's at California time you run on.
I know.
California is so different.
For us, and I guess it's 11:30 for you?
Yes, it is 11:30. And I am going strong and riding the internet airwaves and surfing the net and having a great time.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the air because we've been wanting to do an interview. And I know I have been wanting to find out about you. And we've talked about Occupants and the comic book, and I'm a Raven.
Yes, you are.
In the comic book. I've never been in a comic book before.
Oh, you will be.
Oh, I know. That's pretty interesting. I'm pretty intrigued to see how all that unfolds.
Well, here's what will happen. The campaign will close in 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Indiegogo will spend probably 3 to 5 business days to release the funds that we raised, and we have reached, 216%?
You've done amazing.
It will be done.
Yes, you have done amazing. Now, tell everybody where they can go if they want to be a character in the comic book.
You go to Indiegogo.com and look up Occupants, the comic book tie-in.
Okay, if you want to be in a comic book for Occupants, the tie-in comic book, then you need to do that, everybody, because, you can be in a comic book.
You just have a... So are active for 2 hours. You could also go to occupantsthemovie.com. That's the official website for the feature film. There's a link to the comic book campaign. So that's occupantsthemovie.com.
Gotcha. And everybody go and do that and send in your thing and give your donations and be in the comic book because Russell Emanuel is amazing, the film is awesome, and they have my full support.
Well, thank you, Jen. You are an incredible person.
I'm different. I'm a different sort of soul. I like to say I'm the Picasso of everyone's Norman Rockwell.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I checked that out. And then you want to talk about parallel universes. Well, at any rate, now...
Parallel self is the Norman Rockwell of Picasso.
That's right. Picasso would be, or Van Gogh. I'm that one different color in a Van Gogh.
Exactly.
Very different. And I pride myself on that. Now, when did you get into film production, Russell?
I went to the USC Cinema School. That's in 1995. I guess you could say that was my official start of my tutelage. And then I made my first short film called Her Night in 2003. Then I made the next short film, which got me noticed from Howard, which was Girl with a Gun. And that one got into a lot of festivals. And it got into the San Diego Comic-Con, which is kind of like the holy grail of Comic-Con, if you will.
Cool.
And that was the highlight. That was an incredible experience. I remember that. And because of that film, Howard took a notice of my directing skills, and he presented a feature film called PJ, which already had John Hurd, the Home Alone dad, attached.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's an incredible guy. And I was able to, basically, he had half the finances already raised, and I was able to find the other half. And because of that, I was able to direct the film. So I'm a 29-year-old, guy who went to New York. This is where we shot it, in New York. And it was over Christmas time. So the only 2 days I had off over the 17-day shoot was Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Cool.
In those days, guess what I did?
What?
Laundry.
I bet. Yeah. But I bet you had an amazing time.
Oh, it was so great. I mean, not only did I direct John Hurt, I got to direct Robert Picardo. That's when I first met him. Vincent Pastore, Halle Kidd Eisenberg, Glynis O'Connor, Eddie Malavarca. It was such a star-studded cast. And, you know, I was very nervous. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was incredibly nervous being my first feature film ever.
Oh, but I bet it was worth it.
Oh, it was incredibly worth it.
So when am I going to direct all these guys on my set?
I don't know. That's a good question. You got to talk to Howard.
No, I think y'all ought to just load up. Come on down here. And we'll shoot something. Well, you know, that's how easy it is for me over here. Okay, let's just shoot something. And then that's what we do. We shoot something. But, you know, I have to say, I am very impressed. I've taken time to research you and your capabilities, your abilities, and you're awesome. I mean, what you do with the green screen, what you do with your sets, what you do with the whole thing is really amazing, Russ.
Well, I appreciate that. We have a really wonderful team. I mentioned Emil Harris, that he's able to bring this certain look, let's say, to occupants. You know, because of him, we decided on the look for the real world versus the parallel world.
Right.
You can see the subtle difference between the two. I work with my sound designer, Sean Bohemian, who's Girl with Gun.
Very cool.
And yeah, I mean, I'm just so, you know, I like working with the same people over and over if I can, because I think of everybody as family.
Right, and you learn what they can bring, and you get used to it. But, you know, I saw the way you set up your green screen and the way you're doing all that shoot for occupants. Now, what was that about?
Well, which one? For the Peterson Research Institute videos?
I think so. You had the whole setup, and I was looking at that stuff, and I was like, you know, this is really intriguing. This is really cool.
Well, we did, for the Picardo scene during the main shoot, we also green-screened him, because he had to be in Sri Lanka in the film. And, of course, we aren't going to be shooting in Sri Lanka.
Right. Well, why not? I mean, yeah, I hear you.
But what we did is we set up a green screen in the house that we were shooting in, and we shot his scenes. And then in post-production, we found a suitable background.
And isn't that amazing, you know, how you can do all that? And I love chroma key. I love the whole thing.
Well, you know, it's incredible what you can do. And Emil Harris is just incredible with those tools. And combined with, let's say, Sean Bohemian's sound design, you know, you hear waves crashing and seagulls and whatever or not. You know, it transports you to, hopefully, the world of Sri Lanka. And you suspend your disbelief and think that he truly is in Sri Lanka. That's what we hope.
Yeah.
So that was a green screen. We did another green screen shoot in April 2015. It was a pickup shoot for the film. Basically, in the script, Picardo's character sends our loving couple, Annie and Neil Curtis, a video. He says, there's even some video, and I'm going to send it to you. Well, the script never exactly specified what that video was. So we thought about it, and what we decided to do was make a video that his company had created, the Peterson Research Institute. And we got my friend Chris Winters, really wonderful actor, to be basically the representative of this company, and he presented this video of various people who saw testimonial videos, including our mutual friends, Biddy Dravis.
Uh-huh.
Not Madha, yeah. So they are in the actual film as one of the testimonial videos. And then we put that all together with our visual effects artist. We hired a company in Bangalore, India, called Screen Arts VFX, and they did some incredible work on this film, including some 3D modeling techniques.
Cool. Yeah, I love 3D modeling.
Portal effects. Yeah. They did the video for us. So we combined that, into the locked picture that Emil Harris had already put together, and then Sean Fahimian put in all the sound design, and then he integrated the video. Now, because of all those testimonial videos, by the way, we came up with the idea with my associate producer, Eric Kask. Eric Kask is the reason why the comic book exists. And cool. He's like, Russ, we should do something. We have all these testimonial videos of people who saw parallel universes. We could expand this, you know, this story. And so I was like, yeah, that sounds intriguing. So he's good friends with a DC Marvel Comics artist, Dave Beatty. And Dave agreed to come on board. And now we're doing the 24-page...
Now, he's an amazing...
campaign.
Yeah, he's
incredible.
Oh, he's amazing in his work.
He draws like Batman. He draws Batman and Superman. I mean, he literally draws for DC Comics.
Beautiful work.
Professional.
And I've seen pieces of your comic book, and it's awesome.
Well, it's because of Dave.
Yeah.
And
well, shout out Dave.
And there would be anything. I'm telling you, Dave is incredible. I cannot wait once the campaign closes that he can get started on the other 22 pages to complete the comic book.
Very cool. Now, you guys you've been in a lot of film festivals. And it must be surreal because you've been accepted and I've seen all these things. Now, you've won awards also, right?
Yes, we've won awards. So far for the trailer, because that was done before the actual film. And the trailer has been, people have been very receptive, basically. We were able to win several awards, including at an Academy Award qualifying film festival called the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I guess back in February of 2016. And we won the Silver Award, basically.
You've done awesome.
Well,
and you need to be proud of yourself. Now, out of all of the works that you've done, what would you say would be your favorite so far?
Again, it's Occupants. No, I'm not saying that.
No, I was thinking you were going to say that, but,
yeah.
You know, because you've done a lot of great things.
I also love PJ, and I also love Girl with Gun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be in Miami, correct?
Yes, I am.
And tell everybody what's going on in Miami.
Occupants, because I have a Star Trek actor, we decided to approach various Comic-Cons. They're called their comic book conventions. And one of them is the Florida Supercon. And it's one of the biggest comic book conventions in the United States. It had 50,000 people last year. Anyway, I approached them in around November or December of 2015, so last year. And they said, yeah. And it turns out that Robert Picardo himself is available to represent the film.
Cool.
At the convention. So the Florida Supercon will happen in Miami, July 1st through 4th. And during that time, the film will screen three times. There will be two panels. And then we're also going to have a table.
Cool.
The Comic-Con. So, yeah, please come join us.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I'm going to be there. If I show up at the door, are you going to let me in?
I'll let you in. Whether Parallel Russ will let you in, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about Parallel Russell. We might have to have some words there. No, but, you
know,
I'm going to show up. And
you're talking to me, seriously.
Yeah, well, I'll have to talk nice to him or get Parallel Jennifer out.
Well, I'm very happy to meet Parallel Jennifer.
Oh, I don't know about that. Everybody, you know, really wants to stay out of Parallel Jennifer's head. But no, I'm going to be there in Miami shooting a film, as you know, Betty Dravis's.
Heavy Metal.
Yes, Heavy Metal. And that is an outtake of one of her books. It's a short segment of one of her books. So we're going to turn that into a short film. Thaddeus will be there. Thaddeus Ignacio, Ashley Nicole. And we're going to shoot that.
We're also in the comic book, and I want to thank them for being part of it.
Yes, and I thank them too.
So I'm happy we're all family.
Yes, and so we're going to shoot that film, and you're in Heavy Metal.
It seems I am, or is it my Parallel film?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Either whoever shows up, I guess we'll play that one by ear.
Just say there's to anybody listening out there, I have a... surprise cameo.
Yes, he does. And it's an amazing scene. We won't give any spoilers, but it also fades into the very last scene, which fades out the film. So you'll be one of the very last to be seen when the film ends.
Well, I'm excited, and thank you.
I am too. Now, who inspired you in your career, would you have to say?
It would be composer John Williams.
Why?
I just love his music, and music is, for me, music, it just touches your soul. Star Wars, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Indiana
Awesome.
Jones,
Best Part.
Yep. I mean, the guy is just so amazing, and I could just listen to this music all day long.
That is so cool.
Become a filmmaker.
Now, who would you like to give shout-outs to? I mean, I know you must have a million, and you've given a lot already, but who comes to mind to give shout-outs to?
Well, again, Howard Nash, Emil Harris, Eric Katz, Dave Beatty, Sean Bohemian, Brianna White, who plays Annie Curtis, Michael Pugliese, who plays Neil Curtis, Robert Picardo, who plays Dr. Alan Peterson, Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad, cool.
Who are right now in New York visiting my brother and his family. So shout out to Chris Emanuel and his family, Kimmy, and my nephew Thomas, and my niece Olivia.
Awesome.
And my brother Kenneth.
Yes, and shout out Mom. Yeah. Always moms.
And a shout out to Jennifer Bell for being such a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Oh, you are just crazy. But thank you very much. Now, what would you tell kids who came to you and said, I want to be in film?
I would say, follow your dreams, be persistent, and just give it your all. You know, if you really feel it, if you really love it, then you can succeed.
Cool.
Just have to be very, very persistent.
Well, and I don't know if you heard our interview with Kelly Weaver when he was on last night.
I heard some of it, yes.
Yes, he's an amazing director also in Florida. And I'm looking forward to him maybe showing up on our set when we're out there. But I would like for you to meet him. He's awesome. And one of the things he says is make sure you have fun.
Yeah, you have to have fun. Because he's totally right. If you don't have fun, then the magic is not there. And when the magic's not there, then it's kind of obvious when you see the film that something is off. It's because nobody got along on set or the performance didn't come through. You have fun, and you bring in, you have to be professional too, of course, right? But
right.
If you don't have that optimism and that fun, then what's the point?
Yeah, and he always says, the advice he gives to young kids when they come on set is, don't go sit by yourself and just read your script. Interact with the other cast members.
Yeah.
And get to know them. Yeah, and so you can feel comfortable.
Look, we had an occupant, maybe 20 to 30 people per day. Everybody's nice. When everybody got along, when we have our call time, we have lunch. You have to have lunch for 6 hours. Another shout out to Clifford Brakefield, our first AD, and he kept the schedule going. So.
Very cool.
But anyway, that's a great time during lunch just to talk and
Oh, everybody likes lunch.
Yeah.
Everybody likes lunch. So everybody's going to get along at lunch. But I think it's great. And I love, watching you work and watching what you do and seeing everything that you're doing and all the awards. And I just have to give a kudos to you. And you have my total respect as a director and a film producer.
Well, get up.
Well, thank you. And now you do have fans. So what would you like to say to your fans?
Well, I have a ceiling fan going on right now. I think it'd be cool. No, but seriously, fans? Well, if I do have fans.
Yes, you have fans. People like you. They love your work.
I just say thank you. I'm just really grateful that you enjoy, what I'm doing and that you've been following me and that you have faith in me and, let's say this new film, Occupants, in the comic book, they have faith in all of us, that we can bring this to fruition. And when you see the film, we hope you enjoy it.
Definitely. And, everybody, this is Russell Emanuel. He's awesome. And I met you through Betty Dravis, and I need to give a shout-out to Betty Dravis.
Yes, a shout-out to Betty Dravis and John Maha.
Yes, because they have been big supporters of you. And they really, really think the world of you. And they turned me on to get to know you, and I'm very glad that they did. And Betty is an amazing co-producer, an awesome lady, a wonderful friend, and yeah, just a cool bestie.
Yes, bestie. I had the privilege of meeting both of them where they live in Manteca, I think it's pronounced Manteca, California.
Yes.
I was lucky to be able to visit them.
Well, she had a ball, and I understand you guys ate those, like, you ate big shrimp and had a great time.
We had some really good Chinese food, yes.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to have a big old Southern barbecue when you get down here.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yes.
I don't know how good that sounds.
Well, my specialty is ribs, so.
You don't know how good that sounds.
At any rate, we're going to have a great time. Everybody, Russell Emanuel. Russell, you are awesome. And this next song is going to go out to you because it's going to actually go out to Parallel Russ.
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you very much for listening. And Jen, thank you so much again for having me on the air.
Thank you, Russ. You're a lot of fun. And we'll do this again.
I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Ah, he did it, everybody. He got it right. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. For Parallel Russ.